Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Nazir, and we're up to Parak Gimel Mishnah Hey. So our Mishnah talks about a Nazir who is already Tamei at the time that he took his Neder Nazirus. Mishnah Nazir who is a Kvaros, if a person took a Neder Nazirus and he was standing in a cemetery while he became Tamei by contact with a Kever, Afilu Hayisham Shloshim Yom, even if he stayed in the cemetery for 30 days, which is the entire period of Nazirus, and he kept all of the halachas of Nazirus while he was Tameh, ain olam in a minyan. None of that counts. He needs to start over the whole Nazirus once he becomes Tar. The only days that a Nazir is in a state of Tahara count toward the Nazirus. So once he leaves the cemetery, he's got to go through the 7-day Tahara process, and then he could begin his Nazirus, Veinu maybe Karban Tuma. And even if he then touches a dead body, he doesn't shave and he doesn't bring the Karbanos of Tuma, because the Torah requires a Nazir who came in contact with the dead body to shave and bring Karbanos of Tuma. This guy, his Nazirus never got off the ground. So even though someone who begins his Nazirus while he's Tamei is not a Nazir, and he does not have all the rules of a Nazir who became Tamei, once he's Metar himself and he starts keeping his Nazirus in the state of Tara, he does have to follow all the regular rules. Yatzav v'nichnas, if he left the cemetery and went through a Tara process and now started to observe his Nazirus, and then he went back into the cemetery, oh no, minyan, the days that he observed already while he was Tar, before he went back into the cemetery, count toward the Nazirus that he accepted upon himself, umevi karban tuma, and if he becomes tamei now from a dead body, he does bring a karban tuma, and he forfeits all the days of his Nazirus, so he has to start his term all over again from the beginning, meaning the regular rules of Nazirus apply to him once he began to observe his regular Nazirus. Now this implies that as soon as the Nazir is mitar himself and starts observing his Nazirus bitahara, if he again became Tamei, he soser all the preceding days, even if that happens on the very day that he became Tahar. So the Rabbi Eliezer once again disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer, lo babayom, a Nazir does not forfeit his Nazirus if he becomes Tamei on the very same day that he became Tahar and started to observe his Nazirus. He forfeits his Nazirus only if he became Tamei on the second day. Shenemar v'hayamim harishonim yiplu, ashu sheyu lo yamim rishonim. It implies that he had to have at least 2 days of observing the Nazirus to forfeit. But if he became Tamei on the first day and has only 1 day to forfeit, then he does not forfeit his Nazirus, and the first day of the Nazirus is still going to count. Tanakhama will say that no, it just says days to tell that a Nazir becomes Tamei doesn't forfeit only 1 day, he forfeits all of the preceding days of his Nazirus. Okay, now we move on to Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav. So the background over here is that there is a Takanas Chachamim that all land outside of Eretz Yisrael has Tumah. We assume that there's Tumas Meis everywhere, and someone is standing in Chutz La'aretz or touches the soil from Chutz La'aretz, becomes Tameh as if he touched a dead body, Midrabanan. So that's Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. So if a person is outside of Eretz Yisrael, is Mekabel Nazirus, he can't fulfill his Nazirus there. So the Mishnah tells us the halacha for someone who observed his entire Nazirus outside of Eretz Yisrael and then he came to Eretz Yisrael, Mishnah in Nazirus Harbe, if a person accepted upon himself a very long term of Nazirus while he was outside of Eretz Yisrael, v'hishlamas Nazirus of achar kach bala aretz, and he finished the Nazirus and then only then he came to Eretz Yisrael, v'shami omrim Nazir shloshim yom. V'shami says he only needs to be Nazir for 30 more days in Eretz Yisrael, because since Tumas Eretz Ha'amim is only midrabanan, he already fulfilled his din d'oraisa of Nazirus outside of Eretz Yisrael, so we're a little makel on him and we let him do, because that din d'rabanan, just the shortest possible term of Nazirus when he returns to Eretz Yisrael. Obesil Amram Nazir Betchila. Obesil says no. Once the Chacham Marmasakein Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, he has not really observed Nazirus, so he's going to have to do the Nazirus all over again. Maisa Behilani Amalka Shalach Menal Melcham of Amra. One time, Behilani Amalka had her son go out to war, and she said, "Im Yavo Bini Menal Melcham of Bishalom Ahei Nazira Shavashanim." If my son returns from war, Bishalom. She was a queen, and she and her family converted to Judaism and eventually moved to Yerushalayim. And she spent a lot of years in Yerushalayim. So because she was Jewish, she took upon herself this neder. So she said, if my son comes back from Milchama in one piece, I'm going to be a Nazir for 7 years. And her son came back and she kept her neder. She was a Nazir for 7 years in Chutzlaretz, b'sof shev shanim al salaretz, and then after 7 years she moved to Eretz Yisrael. So avarua beisil shetinazira od sheva shanim achiris. Beisil required that she keep another 7 years of nazirus. U'b'sof shev shanim nitmes, and at the very end of the second term of the 7 years, on the last day, she became tamei to a dead body, and that causes you to give up all of your preceding nazirus, and therefore she had to start all over again. So it turned out she observed Nazirus for 21 years. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it was only 14 years. Since she became Tamei on the very last day of her Nazirus, she only had to keep 30 more days. That was the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that we had previously learned. So it was really just 14 years plus 30 days. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah, we said someone who took a neder nazirus while they were in the Beis HaKvaros, even if they were there for the entire 30 days, it doesn't count at all, and they don't bring a carbon tumah for that. But if they left the Beis HaKvaros, became tahar, and then came back into the Beis HaKvaros, so whatever they counted outside of the Beis HaKvaros is considered the beginning of the nazirus, and they bring a carbon tumah for having been metame themselves. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's only if they had at least 2 days outside of the Beis HaKvaros, because the pasuk says yamim rishonim. And then in Mishnah Vav we learned that if a person takes a long period of nazirus and they're mashed in the nazirus and then they come to Eretz Yisrael, so Beishamai says all they need to do is another 30 days, and Beisil says no, they need to restart the nazirus all over again. And we told the story of Hilani Amalka, whose son went out to war, and she said, if he comes back in one piece, I'm going to observe 7 years of nazirus, and she did while she was in Chutz Laretz, and then after 7 years she went to Eretz Yisrael, and Beisil paskin that she needs another 7 years, whereas Beishamai would not have required that. And then at the end of the 7 years, she became tummy on the last day of her nazirus, and she had to observe another 7 years. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not another 7 years, just 14 years plus the 30 days. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin.